All right, well, we'll get some words of wisdom from Dalai Lama here this morning.
I was going to ask, but I figured.
That would be a motivational speech, like one we haven't heard.
Well, you had Bill Russell talk to the guys. I mean,
that's right. That's pretty special. This guy might be coming from a little different direction, huh? Yeah.
Have to see Tyrone go down, and can you tell us anything? Is he going to be all right?
Oh, I don't know. We just finished practice, so I'll have to wait and see.
Can you see a change from day one to day two?
Oh, yeah. I can see a change from practice one to practice two. Yeah. I think that was probably, hopefully, the biggest jump, you know. Well, not hopefully, but it probably is the biggest jump we'll make. You know, just everybody having a better idea of, after they saw the film, after they got corrected, and then came out yesterday afternoon, made a lot of improvement, and then we've added some new things, and, you know, we'll correct those, but... these guys are working hard, and they're, you know, they got a lot better from practice one to practice two.
And do you send them away with certain things to work on?
Absolutely.
Specific things each player?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, each guy's got his own strengths and weaknesses and his own particular situation, so we try to guide him, you know, where to be in 2 weeks.
When you're watching the offensive linemen, what are you watching for when they're over with Dante sort of working with the bag one-on-one?
Just, you know, all the things the offensive linemen do, feet, hand placement, leverage, you know, and it's not live, but, you know, you get a little measure of their power and explosion, hip roll, how well they bend their knees, change directions. He's got a long way to go. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's an athletic guy, but he's got a long way to go. You know, football's, a lot of things we do are very specific, and, you know, he's learning those, and he's getting better at them, but he's got a long way to go.
Does his number imply he could end up on defense? I know Steven flip-flopped it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's only been a couple of days. We'll just have to see how it goes. Yeah, we started Steven on defense, started Porter on offense. That doesn't mean it's where they're going to end up, but we'll just see how it goes.
Does Dante like those challenges of guys that have never played before?
Yeah, Dante, he coaches whoever he's got. You know, he coaches them hard, and that's... Can't ask for any more than that. He does a great job.
What are your thoughts on Hoyer's iron strength?
Good. Yeah. I think he's, you know, throwing the comebacks, throwing the ball down the field. I think it's all right. I don't think that's an issue.
About your personnel director's iron strength? Pretty impressive.
Not bad, yeah. You know, there's, he could be in a competition there for a third quarterback.
When rookie camp breaks, what do you tell these guys as far as what they really need to concentrate on when they're on their own before they get back for the mini camps and training camp?
It depends on each individual player, but, you know, generally speaking, they all need to get in good condition, learn the material that we've given them, and, you know, and take care of any, you know, bumps and bruises or any physical or personal issues that are outstanding, get ready to go and to come back in here in the middle of May.
Is there anything you can tell them specifically to prepare them for how much different it'll be when all the veterans are here and especially the on-field workouts and everything?
We do the best we can. You know, we talk to them and give them things to work on, the things that they need to improve in based on what their situation is and what we expect they'll be doing in May. So whatever those things are, we tell them to work on them.
Any background with Frank Gans? He passed 6 days ago now, and you hear people talk about special teams coaches. He was one, maybe at the forefront of maybe special teams coaches being recognized. I mean, I'm curious.
Becoming head coach. Yeah, well, he coached with my dad at the Naval Academy, so, you know, I go back with Frank a long way.
Any memories of him coaching-wise?
Well, you know, Frank's very energetic, enthusiastic guy, and he was very... very upbeat kind of coach, both on and off the field, and he got an opportunity there to be a head coach at Kansas City for, what was it, a year or two, whatever it was, short time after, I think it was Makovic, and that was probably the first time I can really remember a special teams coach going to be a head coach. Now, there's been other coaches like, oh, myself or Vermeil or guys like that who were special teams coaches early in their career, but, you know, Frank was kind of a special teams coach, became a head coach. That was a little bit unique. But, yeah, Frank's a real upbeat, enthusiastic, positive, very positive guy.
Anything specific special teams-wise that you can think of that he contributed to the game of football that stands out?
No, I can't. Not many. The flying wedge or... the rugby punt or something like that. Nothing that comes to mind right away.
Sticking with the special teams, what are the differences that Coach O'Brien brings?
Well, Scott's, you know, been in the game for a long time. You know, came to Cleveland in 91 and has done a great job, you know, at the different organizations he's been with. Very good fundamental teacher, very good scheme coach, and, you know, he loves special teams. I mean, that's he puts his heart and soul into it, and I think you see that when he coaches it with a passion and with a great deal of knowledge and background.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.